There is one word, perhaps above every other word, that we should become extremely familiar with in Scripture, that whenever we listen to the Word of God, we should pay attention and notice when it's said, namely, hear. Again and again, Scripture says, hear this, hear. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And on and on and on. And this is a tradition that goes all the way back in the Scripture. It's something that St. Paul points out, saying that faith comes from hearing. And if we're all about the faith, then we ought to pay attention to what it is that must be heard. Our first reading from Deuteronomy begins, "Now, Israel, hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe." And the whole book, in fact, is on one part retelling the story of the Exodus and, for the most part, a listing again of the laws that were given to Israel. This is chapter 4 of Deuteronomy. This is the introduction of Moses' discourse to hear the law of God. Its climax comes in two chapters with words that Jesus himself repeats when asked, what is the most important law? Namely, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. And Moses explains that this word must be kept close to our minds and to our hearts. It should always be before us so that we are aware of it and observe it. The Lord our God is Lord alone. Therefore, you shall love him with all your heart. In fact, it is so important to Judaism even to this day that it is repeated every morning and evening by every Jew who prays. It was well known to Jesus, and it should remain well known to us. And so whenever you hear the word hear, in Scripture, this should pop out at you every time. It should remind you of this word. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. But this is the law. And in the gospel today, Jesus seems kind of upset with the scribes and Pharisees, those experts in the law. What's the deal? Many people through history have tried to interpret the words of Jesus and Paul against the scribes and Pharisees and those who would enforce the law as meaning that Christianity is a religion where we should completely forget law and tradition and all of these things, that it's completely unimportant. But that misses the mark. It leaves out certain things. Jesus here is making a very particular point, and in fact, that becomes clearer if you were to include the little bit of today's gospel that's left out of the section. Jesus is upset with the scribes and the Pharisees because they're focusing on little details of traditions about how to avoid coming even close to sinning. Focusing on those traditions, little details, instead of observing the whole law, instead of paying attention to how they can be faithful in their hearts to God. And so it's no contradiction of the Christian tradition for James to say, be doers of the word and not hearers only. What is he referring to hearers of the word? Once again, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is Lord alone, etc. James is saying that we must obey God, that there are traditions and laws that are passed on that we should be attentive to, but we have to have it in the right focus. As James explains in just a moment, religion that is pure and undefiled before God is this, to care for orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. Of course, this list of charitable acts could be expanded to helping any number of people in need. And these things we should observe, because remember, what is the first principle of the law? Love. And whenever we forget that first principle, we're off the mark. Likewise, this idea of keeping oneself unstained by the world doesn't refer to any physical stain. It doesn't refer to any ritual stain, as perhaps the scribes and Pharisees were interested in. It refers to those things that come from the heart, namely evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, and folly. All of these things, even if they don't manifest in an action, always begin in the intentions of our heart. They begin with our thoughts and then move on to our dwelling on them, enjoying them, and perhaps eventually following through on them. So when James asks us to be unstained by the world, he asks us to put away these thoughts, to rather hear the word of God and to act on it. A principle we should all be familiar with. A principle stated in many ways, such as put up or shut up, or put your money where your mouth is, or if you want to talk the talk, you better walk the walk. Let us heed this warning and be doers of the word and not hearers only. And let us not put our efforts into little details of various things, avoiding all the time the great principle. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. This is the law and the prophets. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever.